transmitting on a beautiful day, episode 295. In silence, they have power. My name, your host, Al Martinez, better known as Alpha Mike. This episode will deal with the foul language word of politics. I encourage you to tighten your seatbelt. Make sure that you are snug inside your seat. We'll be going at high speeds. And I don't recommend that you take your hands out of the vehicle while in motion. I can't even imagine what would happen. In Silence They Have Power, episode 295. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about training up. Have you been on the fence about training in firearms, self-protection? How do I do it? What do? I don't feel safe. RaiderCopTAC.com. You may have an answer. You can also hear all our podcasts on RaiderCop.com from episode number 1 all the way to 295. I am a retired law enforcement firearms instructor, and I am eager and willing to teach you self-protection. RaiderCopTAC.com for more information. You know, right after I do that little plug-in, I always talk about the news, but today I'm going to tell you to keep away from the news. Run away. Get as far as possible. The news is toxic. It is the old woman in the wash house. It just exists to cause dissension, confusion, fear. It propagates garbage that come from the ivory towers, the palaces in Washington. They spill out garbage. And more frightening, that the person behind the anchor desk in the media that proclaims to know everything, the only thing that this individual does is read from a teleprompter. That's not much knowledge. Run away from the media. Tighten up. We're going in. Next. I already told you to stay away from the media. Do something else other than social media. It's the other level of evil. People are on social media for hours. I mean, Facebook exists because you could, like, basically go inside people's living room and snoop around and see what they're doing. Do you know that in the scripture it says that people will be unmasked and they will be seen in their private areas, you know, like in their dwellings? Maybe they're talking about Facebook. But stay away from it. Instagram exists so you can be nosy. Busybody, the scripture calls it. Stay away from it. Back away from it. It's toxic. Makes you envious. I want to have that bike. I want to have that car. I want those shoes. Go find something else to do. Become productive. Stay away from it. Don't go to X or Twitter or whatever it's called to go write up the next argument with some liberal that's just going to end the conversation by calling you a racist. Do something else with your time, because we're running out of time. Educate yourself. Why would you educate yourself? I already went to school. Educate yourself in the areas of your deficiencies. What skills don't you have that you might need for survival? And start looking them up. If you are really into something's going to happen, I highly recommend the book from Mike Glover called Prepared. But you need to do something with your brain, then find out on Facebook who's got new curtains. Educate yourself. Train yourself. You've always wanted to take that firearms course. You've always wanted to take that Gracie Jiu-Jitsu class. You always wanted to learn how to use a tactical baton. OC spray, which is pepper spray. But you're not sure. You're scared. What if? How about what if you don't do it and you needed to do it? Remove the what if from your vocabulary and do. Train yourself, educate yourself for your survival and that of your family. Oh my God, this guy's out of control with the conspiracy. All right. I'll give you that one. You could play liberal news media anchor. But when it happens, in Israel, Hamas attacked the Israelis, killed women and children, tortured them, took them hostage and kidnapped them. We can't act like it didn't happen. They thought they were safe. It happened. Bringing down your guard, believing something's not going to happen, can make you a victim. You need to be with your head on a swivel and at the ready. Your family depends on it. Your children depends on you. You, the parent, being tactically sound and ready. No excuses. It's time, if you're a man, to man up. And it's time to define a woman and start acting stupid. And if you're a woman, it's time to act like a woman. Because we're confusing everybody, including the little ones, by telling them, you don't have to be a boy, Johnny. You know, scripture says, those that do evil to little children, to the little ones, the Lord himself says that what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, the two cities don't exist any longer. They were destroyed by an angel. That what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah would be nothing compared to what would happen to these individuals that have done something to the little ones. Jesus said, let the little ones come to me. That wasn't a suggestion. That was an order. And there we are polluting the minds of the little ones. Like in Sodom and Gomorrah. That doesn't exist anymore. It's time to walk away from the trap that they have laid in front of us. You know, you got to put on a mask, got to wear a mask, 6 feet apart. You got to wear gloves. Gloves, cross-contamination left and right. The mask, they weren't even, it was like wearing an underwear on your face. It was absurd. It was absurd. If you're in the medical profession, you knew it was absurd. And a lot of these idiots are doing it. Wearing gloves in a supermarket, cross-contaminating everything they touch. You gotta be a freaking fool and a buffoon to believe that this thing works. And today, 2024, these idiots are still walking around with a mask and gloves. Come on, it's time to get real. Okay? And if they don't, you want to walk around with gloves on your head like a hat, that's your problem. I don't really care. But I do care about my audience. It's time to wake up. We need to wake up. Because as we go to dive into the main subject, in silence, they have power. I think you're starting to pick up what I'm putting down on what I'm going to talk about. Okay, time to pick up our scripture, our Bibles. Turn to 2 Peter, verse 2, chapter 1 through 3. 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive hearsay, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of the truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Do you think there's false teachers amongst us? Now, this is in a spiritual context, so if you're thinking about a D or an R in their political power, in their political persuasion, it may be one or the other. It doesn't matter what I'm trying to say. The reason it doesn't matter is it's evil. And so we have to be mentally prepared. Scrutinize the scripture, the Bible tells us. Take advantage of what I read and continue to educate yourself on that. Okay, up next, the main event. It's time to bring in the shred bus. In silence, they have power. Episode 295. I want to take the opportunity to challenge you to become patriotic and listen to some songs and tell me how you feel. I have a real good friend of mine that I really have a position for him in my heart. And only to learn after we retired that he told me that he despised patriotic people. And I guess he had a little bit more left-leaning positions. Still regard him as a friend, but I guess I became somewhat of a MAGA person and communication is not there anymore, which in itself is bad. But the point I'm getting to is I was a little shocked when I heard it. And I know he was telling me for theater, in other words, theatrics. Like, you thought you knew me, but you didn't. And to some respects, he did. And some respects, during 30-something year relationship, I kind of heard things that were a little nutty, but I kept on moving. I never censor people in relationships. Like, no, don't say that. I don't want to hear it. So I wasn't going to do it with him. But those people out there exist, and they should be. Not everybody should be thinking like you do. But I'm a firm believer that one of the problems that we have in this country, that we stop being Americans. We've defined people based on how they look, opposed to being American. Opposed to being labeling them American citizens. So if I go abroad and I tell people, what does an American look like? They should be really confused. If I go to China and I ask somebody in China, what does a Chinese person look like? Okay, call me a racist, but if I was a betting man, I would say the one with the slanty eyes, and I'd be right. If I go to Africa and I go, tell me what a African person looks like. And if they say with a darker complexion, if I was a betting man, I probably would win. But when I ask you, what does an American look like? It cannot be defined. They're white. They're black. They're brown. They're yellow. They come in all colors or shapes. That's what makes this country so great. But within the walls of our government, they preach that they're against racism, but they actually peddle in it. They're masters in it. They're pimps taking out their whore racist positions at every opportunity they get. You can look at old footage on YouTube of Slubbering Joe, better known as 46. You can hear all the shit talking, all the side talking out of his mouth. They'll have you back in chains. And everything else he's said during the years. He's enacted laws when he was a senator that put a lot of people behind bars for drug offenses, crippling mostly the minority community. Unfortunately, that same minority community went out and voted for him en masse in 2016. Strange, isn't it? How you can bond with your oppressor. But they have. And I'm tired of it. And I think we need to listen to some songs. I'm just going to write off a couple of them. Not a couple, actually, a lot more than a couple. American Soldier from Toby Keith. Happy Birthday, America, Toby Keith also. Take Me Home, Country Road, John Denver. Ragged Old Flag, Johnny Cash. America the Beautiful, Ray Charles. God Bless America, Kay Smith. God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood. America, Neil Diamond. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, Toby Keith. Made in America, Toby Keith. Why can't I hear that and not feel something for that song that makes me like my country? When I was a child, WPIX in New York, Channel 11, WPIX, at 12 o'clock on midnight, they would play the national anthem. And as a small child, I would actually listen to it and salute and stuff. Where did that go? Where did that go? My granddaughter, when she was in fifth grade, she was part of the news team in the fifth grade class. And they would do the early morning bell, talk about the news and weather. And before all that would start, they would do the Pledge of Allegiance. She was rehearsing at home the Pledge of Allegiance, but she left out the part about God. And I said, "You messed up. You got to do it again. I didn't hear the part about God." She said, "No, the teacher said they took that out. They don't do that anymore." I go, "Really? We're going to school tomorrow." I went to school. I pointed it out. They said, "No, that's the standard that we have." I go, "Guess what? That's your standard, not mine. She's not doing it." Okay. That day, my granddaughter, I picked her up at school, and she told me, "Now, because of you, I had to do the weather." Well, I'd rather her do the weather than put God on the shelf. The basic premise is we need to start getting upset because we're losing our country. So it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up from our slumber. It's time to shake ourselves off. Start talking to people. Start training yourself. We discussed that earlier. Start talking to people. Start really having conversations. Don't be afraid. Turn around and tell the person, "You're not voting for this goof in the White House, are you?" And some will tell you yes. And go, "So you're cool with the price of eggs? Gas, not a problem. Border open, you're fine with it." "Yeah, okay." And I've said, you don't have to, you know, beat a dead horse. Go on to the next person. But it's time to connect. It's time to connect with God. It's time to protect your family. It's time to have a plan. It's time to love our country. It's time to vote. It's time to speak up. It's time to wake up. It's time to put on the full armor of God. Okay? So how do you do this? In our title is, in silence, they have power. The they in the sentence is our government, our representatives. You know, those stooges up in the Capitol building. The left communist demis and the wimpy Republicans. Them, you know, them, they are the they. The sentence. And they become stronger because their constituents don't say a word. But if more Americans took to writing, emailing, texting, whatever method these phony clowns have to communicate with them, they would respond. Now, you might be a naysayer and say, "Well, that's not true. They ain't going to do anything. They're going to listen to you. They're just going to." No, they're not. The swamp works based on data. And when you've got 10,000 letters in a district or 5,000 phone calls, that's an issue. Now, that representative, whether a congressman or a senator, can ignore it. But it could cost that individual dearly in the next polls. Because we are so understanding and loving, we give them a pass, and that's only fueling the fire that's against us all. Don't like something that's going on? Write your congressman. And it's not you, the individual, that's going to do something. It's the pack that's going to do something. The pack is defined as we the people. And it just takes that one person. You know, there's used to be this thing on social media, the dancer. I don't remember what the exact title is, but it's like on one of these hippie concerts, probably sometime in the 70s, and they're playing music, and this one guy just starts swinging left and right and dancing. Soon enough, second person, you know, hey, this is cool. Next, there was three people, then four, then five. And then next thing you know, there was hundreds, if not thousands, dancing to the beat. And this is what we need to do. Start dancing to the beat and getting ourselves educated, prepared, and ready to vote and to make the change back, because we want our country back. Don't sit, don't slumber, don't be afraid to talk to the person next to you, because in fear, there is no victory. And in order to have victory, we have to be outspoken. Now, I never said rude. I never said obnoxious. I never said lie. I never said physical violence. I said speak your mind. Be respectful. And when more people start talking how they feel, they become the one lone dancer. But before you know it, you'll turn around and you'll see someone else dancing. And then another person and another person. In silence, us saying absolutely nothing about how they're destroying this country, they become more powerful. It's time to scrutinize what they do, ask questions, and demand. Recently, I heard from Senator Rand Paul. He was on the Senate floor talking into the official record. You know, when they stand up and talk and the chambers is empty, so everybody's out golfing, nobody has time for that BS. Senator Rand Paul was discussing not only the Ukrainian bill and how our swamp politicians can't wait to fly over to Ukraine to present the Ukrainian officials with the money, but he was also talking about the Inspector General, I believe, for Africa Corps, which is the military component that deals with that region, how the Inspector General, probably of a staff of 100 people, can't find or can't account for over $1 billion. I'll repeat that again. $1 billion with a B, dollars. Nobody's dancing. What will happen? Next thing, there's another billion missing. And another billion. And another billion. Start dancing. Yeah, don't worry about what the person next to you, behind you, in front of you is doing. Start moving your feet. Start dancing. Soon enough, more people will start dancing. Up next, well, don't know, really know. I took a little pause from some dental procedures. So we either have on the calendar the CCW, the concealed permit with New Jersey with Kilo Sierra, or the Bolo Remember I told you the BOLO stands for interviews that I do with people, with Fidel Gonzalez, the artist. So one of those two, I recommend them both for you to listen. As always, continue to pray for yourself, because without you, we have nothing in this game. Continue to pray for your family, your community, the law enforcement agencies that serve you. And most importantly, continue to pray for the United States of America. As Americans, we have a duty. I'll see you downrange.
Just 1322.
The Raider Combination.